This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The new leadership in D.C. has work to do for agriculture. We'll have more right after this.
Lasting longer than originally projected, now that the theory has been tested, those would be wood chip bioreactors in the focus of the latest Pods of Potential podcast from the Iowa Soybean Association.
Monitor 10 H-bioreactors, only three of which needed an immediate recharge. That evidence sort of suggests that these things could definitely last longer than 10 years, since right at 10 years, it doesn't necessarily mean you need to have a wood chip recharge.
ISA Conservation Services Manager Alex Busman says a wood chip bioreactor could make your operation more environmentally friendly and be funded by cost share. Pods of Potential, episode 14 on your favorite podcasting platform.
Election 2024 is behind us, and some new faces are taking over leadership on the House and Senate Ag Committees. Sam Kiefer, Vice President of Public Policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the four leaders of the committees have a wealth of experience.
The House Ag Committee Chairman is Glenn G.T. Thompson from Pennsylvania. He's well-established. New ranking committee member Angie Craig from Minnesota. New, but not inexperienced. On the Senate side, John Bozeman from Arkansas takes over as the committee chairman. He's been serving as the leading Republican for a while. And joining him from the other side of the aisle is Senator Amy Klobuchar from the Democrats. Again, new to her post, not new to Congress, not new to the Ag Committee.
Once the new Congress is sworn in on January 3rd, they've got to get to work right away.
They need to get back to the business of doing a farm bill. We've been kicking the can down the road for the better part of 2 years. Congress also has to deal with expiring tax provisions before the end of 2025. Not to mention there's a number of regulatory oversight opportunities for members of Congress. They also need to figure out the budget, and the current budget only goes until March.
Outside of the halls of Congress, there will also be a new president in the White House.
We've been working with the Trump transition since Election Day, and frankly, we've been working with the Trump campaign prior to the election, letting them know where farmers and ranchers are on policy issues and what their wants and needs might be. As we look to the new Congress, we've been hitting the ground for the last several months, getting ready to focus on the tax issues, continue the conversation on Farm Bill, and make sure that the regulatory oversight opportunities get some attention paid to them.
For updates on these issues and more, keep an eye on fb.org throughout 2025. Find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.